Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to What is Etiquette Anyways, the talk show, where we are making the world a polite place to live. We discuss a variety of topics and always enjoy interacting with our listeners. You may join the conversation live by calling 516-418-5894 or email your questions or comments to missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. You may join the conversation live by calling 516-418-5894 or email your questions or comments to missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. Now here's your host, John Maxwell, certified speaker, 25 plus years, master trainer and coach, Miss Donna.
Make a choice, take a stand. All that we need is resting in His hands.
Happy Sunday. Happy New Year. Oh, my goodness. Welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. It is a new season, and today is Sunday, January 7th, 2024. We are currently broadcasting from the chilly, it's pretty chilly here, city of Atlanta. This evening, you've probably, you know, by hearing the song, it's a new season. We're talking about New Year's. We'll be discussing New Year's goals or New Year's resolutions, whatever it is that you refer to them as. But we are going to talk about what you are looking forward to in 2024. What are some of your goals? So just stay tuned, okay? Of course, the name of our show is What is Etiquette Anyway? I always want to start by answering that question for those who may be joining us for the first time. In fact, welcome, welcome, welcome. Well, etiquette is simply a set of rules of behavior. By using these rules, people make living with each other more pleasant and comfortable. The word etiquette comes from an old French word meaning ticket. It later came to mean a prescribed routine, especially of court behavior. Charles I and II of England, they copied the rules of etiquette from the French court, and these rules became requirements of behavior everywhere. So, you know, kudos, kudos, kudos that goes out to Charles I and II. Well, it is a new season. It's a new year, 2024. We made it to a new year. So grateful, grateful for that. Well, you know what? This is a time of the year where most people do make some sort of resolution or goal. And, of course, you know, now that after this last couple of months, you know, the fast pace of the holiday seasons are behind us. It gives us an opportunity to begin focusing on the new year. And oftentimes we do hear what out with the old and in with the new. And, you know, what does that mean? Okay, out with the old, in with the new. Usually whatever was old or left from last year and in with the new. You know, we're wanting to do some new incredible things. But I do want to say that, first of all, I want to say that, you know, just in the event that you did not reach all of your goals that you planned for 2023, it is perfectly fine for you to roll those goals over into this year. I remember one of the shows that I did, and there were a couple people that had called in, and they were really, really, they were really kind of depressed because they were saying that they didn't know if they should make New Year's resolutions because they felt that they had failed because they did not reach all of them. And so they were just kind of having a second thought about whether or not they should go ahead and make more. So don't feel like a failure because you're not. If you fail to reach or accomplish any of your goals this past year, it's okay. You can start with a clean slate. So I do want to say that first. You're just, you know, you're not feeling like, okay, so, you know, what's the point of creating new goals when I didn't reach the others. And again, I do want to say it is perfectly fine to roll those goals over into this year if there were some that were still from last year that you didn't have an opportunity to do. It's perfectly okay. You can even start with those. It's okay. You know, what is a resolution? You hear people say, you know, oh, man, I've got to make all these resolutions. What is a resolution? Well, basically, they're just the same as goals. And just to kind of give you an idea of some of the goals or some of the resolutions that are, quote, unquote, the popular ones, and these are kind of the top 10 resolutions that you usually hear people put on their list. And one is, I bet you can't guess what number one is. Number one, top resolution is to lose weight. Okay. That is generally the top of most people who talk about and discuss their goals is lose weight. And then the second one is begin an exercise program and then, you know, stick to it for more than 3 months, because we know, and I'm going to give you some stats here a little bit later about, you know, what those goals are and how often, you know, we are excited to get started. But sometimes what happens is whether we lack the discipline, and we're going to talk about that today as well, or whatever it is to continue going, spend more quality time with your family, study more, find a new job, change careers or start a business, get better grades, purchase a new home, purchase a new automobile, travel more, take better care of yourself. And so these have been, you know, sort of talked about as, you know, some of the top 10 goals that, you know, most people, you know, say that they want to accomplish. And here again, you know, you just want to think about, are you necessarily looking at goals or planning your goals around someone else's goals? Let me just say that now, because I know I wrote a couple posts about this, and what is so important is that your goals or the resolutions that you make for yourself are realistic for you. Okay, so don't feel that you have to look at someone else's list or listen to, you know, what someone else is doing and what their goals are for the year, because they have to be specifically realistic for you. Okay, so that is really important. Even when you begin to write them, we want to make sure. And there's so many, you know, there's so many different goals. There's so many different goals or resolutions that people have. I mean, these were just considered, you know, if you will, the top 10 of all of the goals that most people talk about. And of course, everybody doesn't talk about their goals. So, you know, there's no way we would know them all, right? So, but those are kind of the basic goals. Do we ever hear anything about, or as frequently do we ever hear, like spiritual goals? Do we talk about those? Because if you're talking about goals, you want goals for the whole person, right? You want health goals, you want spiritual goals, you want you know, emotional goals. So we're going to be talking about all of those. I want to start out by talking about, and someone is no stranger to you, I want to start out by talking about some spiritual goals first. Oftentimes you don't hear a lot of talk about spiritual goals, especially on, you know, these type of platforms. So I'm going to ask Reverend Dr. Monica to just kind of share a few spiritual goals. How are you, first of all?
Doing well. I am doing well. And you?
I'm doing well. Happy New Year to you.
Indeed. Blessed New Year and happy Kwanzaa, all of the celebrations that you may have participated in since Christmas.
I know.
And
absolutely.
I certainly like the first of the year in terms of spiritual health and maintaining, you know, the connection to my faith, because it's usually at the beginning of the year that churches practice fasting. They have a beginning of the year fast. And that's part of the goal setting, or for some of us, just revisiting who we are in our faith. And for me, Christ Jesus is the author and the finisher. So for our goal setting as Christians, we look at what we can start off the year like and do better, hopefully, this time around, because it's never going to be perfect, but you can look for ways to improve. So we don't do a particular fast at my Zion, but other churches will do the Daniel fast or others, and they will practice this for a certain number of days. So we have a 21-day fast. But in association with that fast, there is a prayer process that we go through. It's a program where every day we're praying for something different, and we do it at 12 noon. So that is a community effort. And so my commitment, even though I don't always have time to stop at 12 noon, I may be working or doing something else, I commit every day to pray for that particular theme, whatever it is that we have brought up. Open communication, the government, violence in our world, whatever it is. And so we'll do that from the 1st to the 21st every year of January. And no sleep, no dessert. And that helps physical, that helps mind and body and spirit as well. And I try to increase, I've gotten so now that I try to increase whatever it was I was doing the previous year that was arranged, or I should say well arranged. If it was good for my health and it was a wellness, I would say a wellness practice, I try to increase if there's a time or something, you know, that's measurable. And so I was doing 45 minutes of walking or exercise every day. So now I'm doing an hour. And that's one thing I did. And the same thing I did for my prayer life. I tried to increase by a few minutes, maybe 5 or 10 minutes, whatever it is that I've been doing, just try to increase, because doing more of it is not going to hurt. It's only going to improve. So I guess that's my little regimen for the year.
Very good. That's very good. You know, we oftentimes don't hear, you know, many in-depth details, if you will, about the wellness part. We hear, of course, losing weight and beginning to exercise, and it's like, okay, so what does that mean? But it's good that you know, kind of explain it to it in, you know, just pieces. And that's something else you want to make sure, because I mentioned it a little earlier, that you want it to be realistic for you. But, you know, if you haven't walked or anything in a year, you know, then it's probably going to be unrealistic for you to put on your goal list that you're going to walk for an hour and a half every day. That's probably not going to happen. Or if it does, it may happen once or twice.
Right. Increments makes more sense to do it in increments. And that's what I've done each year. I've added an increment and just try to strive for that. And I made it measurable. I made it workable for me. And prayer time is one of those things in terms of spiritual wellness that you really should increase as you can. Your prayer time, your fasting time, or your fasting commitment, whatever it is, try to do a little bit better as each year comes and goes.
And I do want to also kind of add to that, because I know that, there are, you know, a lot of ministries. One of the practices is during the 21-day Daniel fast. So we want to make sure that we are not, just because, you know, everybody is doing it, it might be a corporate fast or something you do every year. We want to make sure that, you know, when we do these kinds of things, we want to be sure that it's just, you're just not doing it just to do it, right? Because everybody else is doing this, what we're supposed
absolutely.
To do.
Yeah.
Because
it's a trend.
Just talk
about
that a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's trendy just like anything else. Churches do things that are popular for the congregation that attracts more members. And the Daniel fast began to trend maybe about 5 or 6 years ago in our community. And it's not for everybody. Medically, it's not for everybody. And even spiritually, it may not be what you need to do. Because sacrificial fasting means it's something that's going to truly be a sacrifice. And if you are a vegetarian, a Daniel fast is not a sacrifice. And I know quite a few people now who are vegetarians and who are even moving toward eating. And I'm trying to remember, I don't remember all of the terms, you know, for people who only eat fish or seafood and mm-hmm. people who just eat vegetables or whatever it is. But
like pescatarian.
As you move to a, that's what it is? Okay. You know, mm-hmm. as you move from one point to another, one diet to the other, it's really not a sacrifice to do either one of those for 21 days. Your mm-hmm. commitment might be, you know, not eating sugar or desserts or not drinking soda pop or something. You have to do what is sacrificial, and we stress that when we teach fasting at my church. Don't follow mm-hmm. the crowd. You have to follow what is the sacrificial gift to the Lord for you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it has to be individualized and not traditional. Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for that, because, you know, like I said, we, you know, don't generally hear a lot of that. You hear more of the, you know, losing weight or, you know, I'm going to change jobs, I'm going to purchase a new home or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know,
mm-hmm.
I, of course, whole, you know, body, mind, and spirit is really important when you're doing anything like that, especially when you're offering it, you know, to the Lord. So that is really, really
mm-hmm.
important. Thank you so much, Reverend Monica, for sharing that. And I'm sure that will certainly be helpful to a lot of people, and especially, you know, not just a traditional. When you hear, oh, we've been doing this for 15
mm-hmm.
years. Okay, so what
mm-hmm.
has it done for you? You know,
yeah.
What has been, yeah, yeah. So keep that in mind, guys, that to make sure that you include, you know, the spiritual as far as the for the whole, every component, you know, spiritual,
mm-hmm.
physical, is just so, so very important.
And one extra thing, if I may, don't be afraid to say this is not something for me, because
mm-hmm.
you're not disappointing your pastor or the church or whatever committee it might be that you're on or ministry that
mm-hmm.
you're a part of. Just, again, focus on what between you and God has become the right thing for you to do. Just like with the diet, you know, I have friends who are trying to be vegans. Well, being a vegan may not be for you. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, it sounds cute. You know, oh, I'm vegan now, and my diet is so-and-so. And you know, and restaurants are catering to that.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's not for you, then don't worry about trying to do it, just as you said, to stay with the crowd. And don't be afraid to say that's not for me. Don't think that you're being rejected or you're going to be rejected or God is not pleased because then you're not doing it. God works with each of us as God
mm-hmm.
made us, and God knows who we are. So mm-hmm. because the peer pressure doesn't stop, you know, at teen and young
mm-hmm.
adulthood. It's all through life. And in a church, especially a larger church where you have powerful people, you can feel pressured. Oh, you're not going to fast. You're not
mm-hmm.
going to do Daniel fast. You're not going to do this. No, I won't be able to do that because, you know, I'm committed to doing something else.
Because mm-hmm.
you know, I have one mm-hmm. friend that does, she sacrifices television. And let
mm-hmm.
me tell you, not watching television would be a true sacrifice for yours truly, because
mm-hmm.
I watch TV. And during the pandemic,
yeah.
I watching television was part of my survival kit.
mm-hmm.
I was not necessarily
oh, yeah.
torn. You know, I wasn't torn about being alone as much as I was not being entertained. So between Netflix,
mm-hmm.
and I know a whole lot of folks kept Netflix in business during the pandemic. So you have to do what's right for you. So I just want to make sure I stress that. Thank you.
I'm certainly glad that you said that, especially being, you know, a clergy, because you're right. People say, well, you know, but you know, we always do this, and we've been doing this 30 years. Okay, but I don't, you know, I don't really, I'm not feeling it, but, you know, since they said we're supposed to do it. And no, thank you so much for definitely putting that out there, because I know there are a lot of people that kind of dread this time of the year because it's something that they don't really want to do, but they feel that they can do
mm-hmm.
something and sacrifice something else. And like you said, it is a personal decision between you and God. So thank you there, Ms. Reverend Dr. Monica. So appreciate you.
Absolutely.
And guys, what we're going to do, I'm going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and we're going to start talking also about discipline, because that is major for making sure that you reach your goals. And so we have someone that's going to talk about discipline, how important that is in order to reach your goals, okay? So we will be back in just a second. We're going to take a quick break, and on the other side of the break, we're going to start talking about discipline. We'll be right back.
Are you a kind person? When was the last time you initiated an act of kindness? Did you know that genuine kindness is being nice to someone without expecting anything in return? When you are kind to others, it helps to make someone's day, and you will feel good about it also. Use the Kindness is Contagious Journal by Donna Paige Riley to track kind deeds. Or you can use the 120-page blank line journal for whatever you'd like. Go to Amazon.com, type in Kindness is Contagious by Donna Paige Riley to secure your copy today. That's Amazon.com, type in Kindness is Contagious by Donna Paige Riley and secure your copy today. You will see that kindness is contagious. Have you ever dreamed of becoming an author? You've wanted to write a book but are not sure of how to get started? Or perhaps you want to write a book but you hate writing? The truth is, most of us have information and testimonials inside of us that need to be shared. Did you know that reading about your story can possibly change the trajectory of someone's life for the good? People are waiting and needing to be guided, directed, inspired, and encouraged. And this can happen just from reading your story. CourteousPublications.com can help you write your book and get it out. We offer virtual workshops and one-on-one coaching sessions. And if you don't want to write it yourself, we can write it for you. For more information, go to CourteousPublications.com. That's CourteousPublications.com. CourteousPublications.com. Or you can send an email to CourteousPublications1@gmail.com. We help want-to-be authors write books. According to the American Diabetes Association, the strongest evidence for diabetes prevention comes from the Diabetes Prevention Program, or DPP, demonstrated that an intensive lifestyle intervention could reduce the incidence of type 2 diabetes by 58% over 3 years.
Hello, everyone. Do you want to be inspired and encouraged? Listen up. I want to tell you about a new and exciting book called My Forever Affirmations Book and Journal, Positive Thoughts for All Ages by Donna Paige Riley. Have you or someone you know ever struggled with low self-esteem or self-worth? Been bullied? Felt like giving up on something that seems too hard to accomplish? Get nervous about taking a test for school? Feel like quitting? Feel self-conscious? If you answered yes to any of these questions, you will want to purchase a copy of My Forever Affirmations book and journal. My Forever Affirmations is a book and journal of quick, to the point, powerful, encouraging, positive thoughts and poems that will keep you encouraged no matter your age or what you're facing. There's also room to write your personal thoughts. We all need to be encouraged in positive ways, don't we? After reciting these affirmations, you are sure to feel good or better about yourself. You will be encouraged. Hurry, order now. Copies are limited. Go to www.amazon.com. Type in My Forever Affirmations by Donna Paige Riley. Again, go to www.amazon.com. Type in My Forever Affirmations by Donna Paige Riley and secure your copies. You'll be so glad you did.
Welcome to ProMixGlobal.com. ProMix Global will help solve your audio recording and production needs, whether it's song recording, mixing and mastering, CDs, commercials, IVRs, audiobooks, or general voiceovers. ProMix Global is the choice for you. Your project will be delivered on time and on budget. For additional information or to schedule your studio time, go to www.promixglobal.com. Once again, www.promixglobal.com.
You are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. You may join the conversation by calling 516-418-5894 or email your questions or comments to MissDonnaSpeaks@gmail.com. Now back to the show.
We're back and happy new year indeed. Resolutions, new year's resolutions. A lot of people make new year's resolutions, but do we always make it to the end of the year and are able to do that? And so just a quick question, before we start talking about discipline and making sure that you're going to be able to keep those goals, I have a question for you. Have you, any of you, been able to keep your New Year's resolution so far? Because it is January 7th, so a lot of people may be on their seventh day. If not, you are not alone. Researchers suggest that only 9% of Americans that make resolutions actually complete them. In fact, research goes on to show that 23% of people quit their resolution by the end of the first week, and 43% quit by the end of January or February. All right. So, yes, and this was some of the research by Ohio State University. They mentioned goals should start at a time of change or need for change. So many resolutions are set because it is a tradition, which we just talked about, the tradition. Okay, so we want to make sure that the goals are your vision of what you would like your future to look like. Okay, so that is so important that these are for you. You're not necessarily making group resolutions, if you will. All right. We talked a little bit about those goals, you know, kind of in challenging, make sure that they're set in challenging chunks, if you will, you know, kind of measuring them out a little bit at a time. Right. So it's not just so overwhelming for you. And, you know, definitely accountability is really important, too, to make sure that you are certainly accountable. And, of course, with the accountability, a lot of people have issues because they really don't, you know, have anyone that they can be accountable to. But one of the main reasons is people fall off the wagon, if you will, because of discipline. And so discipline is not an easy thing. And so there, Pastor Williams, Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year, Donna.
How are you?
At the moment, I'm fine.
Wonderful. That's good news. That's good news. And I know you are an excellent person to talk about discipline. Oh my goodness. And discipline may, you know, it may be a common word that we hear and we kind of loosely throw around, but can you just really, I mean, explain what is discipline and why is it important?
Well, I don't know what Webster says about it, but generally we understand discipline to describe some form of regimentation. It's very, of course, it is the foundation in the military, and most people associate discipline with the military or some type of organization or group that promotes living according to rules and regulations. And it's also associated with the new year, as people develop a list of rules that they want to follow during the new year. And it serves as a framework to accomplish that. So my association, of course, I'm going to say, started in my home with my mother, who was a very disciplined person and raised me in accordance with her understanding of the importance of discipline. And then I spent 27 years in the Army, and of course there regulations and rules, and both in writing and verbal, are a part of military life. And so that has definitely shaped the way that I go about my life, and feel, and I'll say it's not difficult, because I have been conditioned to that kind of life from early childhood up to the present time.
That's wonderful. And guys, I know if you know of anyone who was in the military, especially for, I mean, for a year, 2 years, or especially, Pastor said he was in for 27 years. If you know these people that were in the military, they are very disciplined. And so, and like you mentioned, you know, very regimented. I know my brother was in the, he spent quite a few years in the military, I think 20 plus, I believe, and he's extremely disciplined. And so if you want to, and guys, let me say this, because I just thought about this. Talking about accountability and having accountability partners. If you know someone in the military, you might want to call them up or reach out to them to be your accountability partner. And like I said, I just thought about that because, you know, they're used to the regimen. They're used to being disciplined and can certainly help, you know, to motivate you or to encourage you as well. And for the parents out there, and I know you mentioned that your mom was very disciplined and that's how she raised you. And I know that and our mom was the exact same way. And it was, okay, this is what you need to do. This is what I want you to do. And these are the rules. And you just follow it. I mean, and there was no debating about it. One thing that I find, you know, and what's so common nowadays, which is really interesting, I see parents debating with their kids about something that they may have told them to do or a rule that they asked them to follow. It's just so common that kids are debating with the parents about why should they do it, and they did it last time, or I'm like, really? Again, discipline is just, it's not a bad word. It's really a really good word. So, yeah, parenting, a lot of parenting is a lot different. And I know that, you know, we do have a lot of parents that listen to the show. And so that's a great word for them, is to, just kind of set the rules. And then those are the rules. And, you know, very similar to, you know, you're setting your goals. That's it. And I know that Pastor, you had mentioned, I do know this about you, you never missed a homework assignment. And I remember when I asked you about that, you said, well, it was expected to be done, so I did it. And so I know you said you never had a dog ate your homework or, you know,
nope,
the cat chewed on it.
It was my mother expected that I would do all of my homework assignments, and so that started me in that direction. And so it, in my own mind, that was something that that governed the way that I approached my education, starting in public school and then continuing into college and then into graduate work. I didn't have to have somebody telling me, have you done your work or have you read this or have you written that? No, if that was part of the requirement, then I knew that it was something that had to be accomplished. And so time had to be set aside to accomplish these requirements. It didn't take somebody checking on me or somebody goading me to do it, but I recognized that this was a requirement and it had to be done. And so, yes, I have encountered people, younger people, in the hospital setting and in the church setting who find it difficult to meet some of the requirements that they are given. But it comes down to every structure, business, school education, the home, the church have some degree of discipline involved in their structure. And it's put there normally. It is always put there for a reason. Now, you may disagree with the reason, but normally it's to facilitate the accomplishment of whatever the goal is of that particular institution. And I would say history has proven that if you want to succeed as a group, as an organization, there has to be some form of discipline in place so that people know what is expected and can be held accountable for their participation in that particular structure, whatever it may be. So,
yes.
And I think an examination of those structures where there is expected discipline, there is in the structure discipline and it's expected, you will find that they have an easier task of accomplishing their goals than where people are just it's left up to people to decide what it is that they want to do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, guys, in case you're just joining us, you are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. And we're talking about New Year's resolutions, our goals, or, you know, however you refer to them that you want to, you know, begin doing at the beginning of the year. A lot of times people look at, planning goals to improve, improve their life, improve, what they're doing. They want to reach and accomplish something new. And so that's what we are talking about this evening. We've talked about not just setting goals. We've talked about setting goals, physical. We talk about a spiritual wellness as well. And I'm looking, I do have, let's see. You want to check a couple messages. Happy New Year's, Miss Donna. I'm glad you're doing this show because I hope to hear tips that can help me achieve my goals. Thanks. This comes from Desi Miller in Akron, Ohio. Great. Thank you. Happy New Year to you as well, Desi. And, yes, I hope you are certainly have heard some tips here tonight. And in case you guys are wondering, we did, we started actually at 8:30, started at the bottom of the hour instead of the top of the hour at 8 p.m. So we are running till 9:30, just a few more minutes. And I did not give you the information or phone number. We have just a few more minutes. If you wanted to reach out, that will be totally fine. Of course, the number is 516-418-5894, okay? And so I am going to read one more, and then I am going to, let's see, kind of check our lines, and we'll certainly do apologize for that, guys, because we just jumped right in and having a lot of information, wanted to make sure it was covered. Here's another one. Happy New Year, Donna. I hope it's off to a great start for you. I'm interested in hearing your info, especially journaling, because I know you journal. Thomas G. in Atlanta. Hey, Thomas, thank you for that. And absolutely, I do journal. I've journaled for over three decades now, and I am going to talk about it. I do want to go to the phone and give those who are on an opportunity to join the conversation. I will identify you by the last four digits of your phone number. You will know that I am referring to you. So this number is 2968. The last four digits of your number is 2968. Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm doing very well, actually. I just want to say thank you for taking my call. God bless you.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
Yeah,
and
we were talking about some very important stuff. Very important. I would see it's very important, you know, that what you're talking about should be definitely broadcasted as you're doing. So, yeah.
Wonderful. Did you want to share any of your goals or maybe, you know, a takeaway that you have kind of gathered and listened to this evening? You're welcome to, if you
want. I think that when you're helping other people a lot of people teach their children conflicting lessons. What I mean by that is they say one thing and do another. And sometimes parents who are good parents, they come to the realization that they did these things and they want to make it right. But the children have already been taught something that's conflicting. So it puts the parent in a situation where they have more to do than what they need to do, which is more because of what they didn't do, which is teach the child the difference between right and wrong to begin with. So this can be a challenge, and I understand the challenge because I have children as well. So I think that bringing some light to the area where people could be making mistakes, then they would have an opportunity if they were able to see what you were saying concerning that without any interference, they could do something about it. And nobody would know the difference until the outcome. And the outcome would be because they took advantage of an opportunity. So I would say that opportunities are absolutely wonderful and amazing.
Absolutely. And I agree with you. Absolutely. And
yeah.
So, yeah, yeah.
I understand. There's a lot to be said, you know, for people taking responsibility for where they didn't take responsibility before. And I think that if people were able to see themselves clearly, that they would be able to do so. But I think that it takes a special person to have the ability to admit that they made a mistake and want to do something different than what they were doing before. I think that would make a difference. Personally, I think that would make a difference. So,
I agree with you.
Yeah. I mean, love means a lot of different things, you know. It means more than just, like, I love you. I mean, yeah, that's wonderful, but what does that really mean? It means a lot. It means about, you know, if I want to talk to somebody outside of myself, they're going to have to trust me because I'm being honest with them and I pay attention to their feelings, and that would be a relationship. But if you don't have one of those things, then you might want to step back and take a look at what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Right.
Great point. Absolutely. Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
And because we always have a chance to go back and get it right, and that's what is so
absolutely
important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're absolutely right.
When we identify that we can certainly do something about that. That is very important, and it's also up to us too to help and encourage each other when we know that that need is there. And so
can I say something about that though?
Mm-hmm, sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because, when you're walking in love, right? You know, you want the person to understand what you're conveying to them, right?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they don't understand what you're projecting. So they don't understand. And sometimes we get frustrated because they don't understand the simplicity of what we're saying, right? I'm just saying, right? And mm-hmm. so it hurts. I mean, it hurts me. But then every time I get hurt, it's just a reminder that, that how much I'm loved and that I can continue doing what I'm doing, right? Otherwise,
mm-hmm.
Why would I be doing it in the first place? If there was going to be opposition, then I want to be able to profit from it,
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Yeah. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you so much for sharing. Did you want to share your first name or where you're calling from?
Oh, yeah. My name is Craig. I'm calling from California.
Okay.
What
part?
All right.
What part of California?
San Jose, California, the Bay Area.
Ah. Okay, I was out there recently, so yeah.
Oh, nice! I just got back from
Florida.
I
grew up in California, so I have some great association with the area.
Mm-hmm. People in California are really they're not as sensitive. I don't think they're as sensitive as other people are.
Okay. You're going in the direction of saying they sort of live and let live?
Well, I guess it's a feelings-based society that we live in. And a lot of people feel a certain way, and they gravitate towards the things that make them feel good. And I think that we are in definite need of somebody to stand up and say that what is right is right and what is wrong is wrong. What they want to stand up and say, what is right is wrong and what is wrong is right, and I'm in opposition of it. I'm just saying, being nice about it though, I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
I'm considering everybody's feelings, okay? I'm not trying to be inconsiderate. I'm just pointing out the obvious, if you will.
Yeah, I follow exactly what you're saying, and that's what, we try to do this show, so that we can certainly encourage and inspire and educate at the same time, and by it being, what is etiquette anyway, we try to certainly share, the things that are right and appropriate, so that's the main reason that we do this show, and would love, thank you so much for calling, and would love to have you continue to listen. I don't know if this is your first time listening, but as a first time caller, I believe you are maybe. Certainly. Thank you so much for that. Thank you so much.
Do we have time on the, do we have time to talk still?
Well, actually, we are about 3 minutes from the live stream. We will have to we'll be on just a few minutes extra because I do want to address the journaling. But we can I can hold you over if you would like, and we'll just kind of see how
that's
we look
fair.
With time. Okay. All right.
Okay.
So thanks again. I'll hold you over. Okay. And so, guys, again, you are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. We've been talking about New Year's resolutions and goals and, of course, things that, you know, we want to see to how we see our life over the next 12 months for this new year of 2024. I do want to talk about the journaling. If you know me, you know I am a journaler. I've been journaling for over 3 decades. And journaling is just, you know, you're writing and you're keeping track when it comes to your New Year's goals and resolutions. To journal and to keep track of your actual progress, it's really always good to go back and to look, you know, well, first of all, to chart your progress, first of all. And, you know, you can just kind of design it however you want to do that particular method. If you're doing something specific, I know that Reverend Monica was on, she was talking about the fast that is real common this time of the year, 21-day fast, something like that. It's really good to maybe track every day of, you know, what if you're praying for something in particular, you might want to track those, you know, goals. So journaling is great. It's a great tracking method to use. And anything, of course, that you write down, you have the tendency to remember it longer. And, of course, you know, journaling also, too, is good. It's very therapeutic for you as well. So so thank you for mentioning that about journaling. Yeah, happy to talk about that. I did want to also talk about, and we may actually, I may do a part two, I'm thinking right now, for next week. I may just continue this over for next week because we did not have an opportunity to talk about faith boards and vision boards. And we are going to, if you are listening and streaming live, you're going to lose us in about 30 seconds. We're going to stay on just a few more minutes, but remembering that all of our episodes are archived, so you will be able to go back and listen in its entirety, okay? But I think right now I'm just thinking to go ahead and do a part two on next week because, again, we have not had the opportunity at all to talk about vision boards and faith boards. Those are great to see, you know, how to kind of build those out as well. And I am also seeing some additional messages here. So I will, in fact, I will certainly begin next week with addressing these additional messages that I do have because I do see one here that talks about obstacles. And, yes, that we definitely want to talk about that for next week. So I'm going to address that as well. We'll talk about what to do when you sort of run into certain obstacles while you are, you know, working on your goals, okay? But I do want to say that, you know, if you have not completed your list yet, it's okay. You may be still thinking about some other things that you want to add. And again, I do want to stress to you to make sure that these goals are specific and they're realistic to you. And next week, I will actually give you some additional ones. If you need some, I can certainly offer some that you might want to consider putting on your list, like initiating daily acts of kindness. I believe that will be great to put on anybody's New Year's resolution list. Or to just have in general as a goal is to how can you be kinder? you know, to people. So we'll talk about that too, because I have had people in the past that have said things about, you know, well, what are some different, you know, acts of kindness, because I can't always do anything, you know, really huge for people. And so I will cover some more of those. I mean, just helping someone if they drop something, you know, on the ground or something, and you're right there and you can help them pick it up. That's just an act of kindness there. So I will go over some more of those on next week. Okay. But I certainly want to, you know, encourage you to you know, set your goals if you have not already. And again, you know, give you some additional ideas and how to, you know, we've talked about how to make sure that you remain disciplined in order to be able to achieve those goals. And you know, oftentimes we may fall off, you know, a little bit. And if we fall off, it's okay. You know, if we fall off, if we do a misstep on our goal, it's okay to acknowledge that and then to make sure that you just get back on. That is perfectly fine. So you don't want to, you know, be in a situation where you're like, oh, man, I missed this and I was supposed to do this and, you know, I just didn't do it, or I missed 2 days of what I had planned to do, or, you know, I planned to work out 3 days this week and I only did one. So don't beat yourself up. I do want to say don't beat yourself up. You know, even when you were initiating kindness, also extend that kindness to yourself as well, okay? And so make sure that you just, you know, okay, you missed it, but that's okay. You know, you can try again, all right? But we'll talk more next week, where we will do a New Year's resolution and goal setting part two. And I thank you all for the messages. We're going to start with those next week that we weren't able to cover on this week. And so I hope that, you know, the information that we did share this evening was able to help you, whether you have already started your goals or whether, you know, you may have received some additional ideas on some additional ones to begin, okay? So we will certainly be here for you next week as well and continue to share. And then, Craig, I know that I said that I would hold you over. I do want to say that you are certainly welcome to give us a call back on next week and continue in joining the conversation, okay?
Okay.
And thank you again. And, guys, I want to say thank you so much for, you know, for listening this evening. And as I said, that we'd certainly, you know, we came on a little bit later this evening. So thank you so much. And those of you that have stayed with us, I certainly do appreciate it. Remember, if you have an etiquette question or if you have a topic you'd like to hear us cover in the future, be sure to let us know, okay? And we appreciate it when you tell your friends and family about our show. Invite them to listen as well. And after all, our goal is to make the world a polite place to live, one person at a time. And I certainly do invite you to follow our show. I'm going to be more intentional about that this year, to follow the show. I hope to check and see. I remember that a lot of people were telling me they've been trying to follow, but on this particular platform, some of them were not able to because they were prompted for information to start a show. And so I'll have to look and see what's going on with that again. But thank you so much when you listen. I do want to just kind of go right back to Pastor Williams to see if he has anything that he would like to close out with. I don't know if he had any parting words or he wanted to share as we continue next week. So
I would hope that people understand that there's a whole variety of ways to set goals and what to participate in those goals, or how structured or how loose they may be. But one thing that we used to say in the Army is, if if you don't have an objective, you never will reach it. And so it is important that as we go through life, whether we formally or informally do so, is to say, okay, this is my goal, and this is what I want to accomplish. And in doing so, you then force yourself to come up with a pathway to achieving that. And when I counsel people who are talking about coming in the ministry and what is it they need to do in order to become a minister, I said, well, it starts with education. And there's certain things that you have to accomplish in order to achieve the goal of becoming a minister in a particular organization. And each, depending upon what faith group you are with, they have different rules and requirements. And so that then becomes a variable. It depends on if you are Methodist, then there's certain things that you will have to do to meet their requirements. If you're Baptist, there's certain things you'll have to do to meet their requirements. But the point is, each of them will have a pathway to achieving the respective goals. And that holds true for if you're in business or if you're you're with a company and you want to achieve promotions in that company, then normally there's going to be either written or unwritten pathways or goals, sub-goals that you have to achieve in order to reach the ultimate goal. And that is what helps us make it through life and helps us to be productive in whatever field we may be. And so it's just very important that we recognize the need to establish objectives, maybe short term, maybe long term. That's a part of, I would say, living a successful life here on this earth.
Thank you so much for that. And again, guys, we will we'll pick up again at part two on next week, and we will continue this talk about New Year's resolutions and goals. And certainly remember that if you have started on your goals, make sure on a weekly basis that when you are make sure you celebrate, okay, at the end of the week. And that's another idea, too, about journaling, just keeping progress. And, you know, when you do well, make sure you celebrate. And because we talked about, you know, when you fall off, you know, you just kind of get back up there. But you do want to, we want to celebrate the smaller wins as well. All right. So listen, again, be sure to tell your friends and family about our show. Invite them to listen. Someone asked, it's Blog Talk Radio, and it's Etiquette Lady. You can pull me up under Etiquette Lady, but it's blogtalkradio.com, and then it's / etiquette-lady, okay? And that will take you directly into our portal here. All right, so again, never tire loyalty and kindness. Hold these virtues tightly. Write them deep within your heart. That is one of my favorite proverbs of all time, and that comes from Proverbs 3:3. And again, I cannot remind you enough to please initiate a random act of kindness this week, okay? Thanks again, everyone, for sticking around and listening this evening. And we will talk again next week. Those of you who sent in messages, I will certainly address those first next week. And we'll look forward to part two of New Year's resolutions and goal setting. Okay? Thanks again. Take care. Good night. God bless.
Thanks for listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Please join us again next time as we will discuss another exciting topic.